Hello, everyone. Well, you see in front of you Brooke Shields. And I featured a video, just a short little minute and a half video on Brooke, showing that when she was a little girl, they put her in movies like Little Baby, where she gets married off at like 11 years old, 10 years old. I showed another movie where she is featured in the Catholic Church. It's like a murder mystery. I don't remember the name of it. It's an early 70s movie. And, mostly I wanted to highlight that this is a child abuse victim. Brooke didn't have any choice. I mean, look how beautiful she looks here. She looks here. Beautiful. But look, and this is not an aged woman. Okay, this is just like every other alleged female celebrity. When the collagen in the face begins to break down, it reveals the male skull. I know women who are older. I know them, and their faces do not look this way. Okay, it's only the celebrities that get brow bossing. Yes. Normal females who age, of course, it shows more of their bones because it is the reduction of collagen. The difference is with a regular woman, you're not going to get these sharp edges. And mind you, Brooke has had every plastic surgery, every shaving down of the brow ridge, has done everything. But no amount of money can hide the male skull. Okay, so plumpers and things like that don't do it. I'm just going to go and look through. I mean, look at the difference. I mean, you have to admit, this would have been an extremely handsome man, to be honest with you. Extremely handsome. Look how pretty. Take off the makeup and you'd probably have a very good-looking man. Now, Brooke, I mean, look at the difference. Look at the difference. Okay, here's a picture. Just like every other alleged female celebrity, here's Brooke with the extremely long arms. It's not a coincidence that they have longer arms than the average female that you see on the street. Okay? Now, every time I say something about these long arms, I get people who are like, I'm 5'7" and my arms go past my pubic bone. Yes, there is variation among different regional groups, different body types. There are. But why is it that all Hollywood celebrity females fall into that category when the average one does not? The average woman, I'm not saying it doesn't exist in females, okay? You're also not a multimillionaire like Brooke is, okay? You haven't lived the life. This is a boy, a feminized male. They put Brooke on hormones from a very early age, okay? This whole look, we're going to have to look up the body because I don't think people are going to be persuaded, even though I can see it very obviously. Let's just put in bikini. Oops, if I spelled bikini right. Okay, here we are. I want you to remember that Brooke has every, first of all, has been on hormones for all of these years, right? I want you to look at this. Okay. All this weirdness that's happening in the stomach, this body contortion, you can see here the Adonis belt. Right, you can see it. I can see it. They want you to believe this is a fit person. Look at the hands. It's a man. It's a man who's been on hormones since he was very young. Look at this picture. Okay, do you see it? Can you see it? Look at the hands. Look at the very straight across clavicle. I don't love this. Okay? I don't love this. I don't love exposing people. And I especially don't love it when I know someone has been a childhood star and pushed into the public, right? And that this poor person, as a little girl, do you know that Brooke Shields appeared in Playboy when she was like 8 or 9 years old? Let me see if anything comes up. They're not going to show us anything bad, I don't think. I mean, nothing naked. Sorry. I used to have a video on Brooke. Okay, here we go. Tell me that that's not disgusting. That's from the photo shoot. Okay, whatever this person's gender is, it's pedophilia. This is not normal. Okay, this is, I'm sorry, it gets me really upset. Okay, this is what Hollywood does. They pervert everything. This is a little boy with makeup in a bathtub. And this was in a 1970 something, I don't know what year, 70 something Playboy magazine for the public consumption. And then apparently a repeat, because we know everyone that's in Playboy is playing. It's a boy who's playing. Okay, this is not the face and the body of a woman. It just isn't. You will see with Brooke, I'm going to say she for simplicity. She very often has something on her shoulders or has her arms up, and it's because her shoulders are very broad. You start getting more girth, no matter how lean you are. Okay, here we go again. Tell me that the people at the top, okay, tell me that Hollywood and the Vatican and the Jesuits and the powers that be, okay, don't push this stuff. Okay, it's the Jesuits that started the man Northern, what's it called? It's called, it's NAMBLA. It's the North American Man Boy Love Association. Here we go. Brooke Shields, they actually pictured this person naked. Now, I don't know if she was tucking, I don't know what happened, but this person's parent is evil. Brooke's mother or father or whatever that person is absolutely evil to let their little child, male or female, do that. It's just, oh my God, sorry. Is so upsetting, you guys. It's really upsetting, and I cannot believe they just showed that. Okay, we're getting out of that. I want to show you her now. Let's just put in like, well, let's just search through the images as an adult. That was so disturbing. I mean, this is a dead ringer right here. She looks like Caitlyn Jenner right there. I mean, and this is a big person. You see her next to other people and she towers. Actually, why don't I play through my photograph? I have a few photographs of her. Give me a moment. Okay, guys, I'm going to go through my pictorial here. I want you to see the sloping back forehead. You see it? Brow bossing, sloping back forehead. The male skull is coming out. Just like, so here she's, this is probably right around 2000 or so, but you can see she still looks pretty, but you can see here the muscularity, okay? What happens is they cannot continue to take estrogen and progestin. When you fill the body full of hormones, my goodness gracious, these arms. I'm beginning to believe the clutch was created, just to be able to turn those wrists out. Oh, wow. Falling apart. Do you see this, you guys? Massive forehead, massive brow ridge. This must have been in between treatments, right? You see the clown mask happening. I mean, this is, it's sad to me because this is clearly a person who didn't have a choice. Here, hanging out with the usual suspects. I've done videos on, of course, this one. Okay, and they're giving us the, is it V for victory? Is it two for duality? Or is it V for Vatican? Here she is looking buff. Nice triceps, biceps, and deltoids. Okay. Invariably, you will see them sticking out their tongue. It's just part of what they do. There we have that very masculine look. It's because it's a man. No amount of posing, even the high calf. Okay, here she's starting to fall apart some more. It's sad. It's gross. And it's a distortion. Here's where she did some off-Broadway or Broadway. Look at these muscular thighs. You see, they have to stop. I was saying about estrogen and progestin. You cannot continue to take those in large doses because you will have a stroke. Even women who take large amounts of those are more susceptible to strokes. So if you have a man who's taking estrogen and progestin, and hormone blockers, it after a while, your body starts to reject it. Okay. And you can see, you can look up a number of female celebrities who've had strokes. And I'm going to bet you that they were taking large amounts of estrogen and progestin, mostly estrogen. But progestin as well. Anyway, today's video is mostly spurred on by YouTube turning off my comments on my video, which I was very unhappy about. My Brooke Shields video, or I just call it Poor Brooke. They turned off the comments and I will not have it. I do not like it. And so I said, I'm gonna, even though I'm traveling for work and I'm busy, that I'm at least going to pop in. Daryl Hannah, I forgot her name for a moment, his name. It's so confusing, you guys. Is this V for Vatican? Okay, so the reason Brooke looks like she's built. Okay. She isn't doing a bunch of push-ups. Okay. That's her natural lean male musculature. Okay. That's what's happening. It's sad, but it is the truth. And, I'm about revealing truth, even if it makes me upset. And this does. This was very clearly an abused child. But Brooke now has to take responsibility for his behavior. Thank you for listening.